今天晚上我们圣诞节正道的经文是马太福音27章11节到26节。我读中文二个章的为大家读英文。
The sermon, the passage for our sermon tonight is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, verses 11 to 26.
耶稣站在巡抚面前，巡抚问他说：“你是犹太人的王吗？”耶稣说：“你说的是。”他被祭司长和长老控告的时候，什么都不回答。比拉多就对他说：“他们做见证告你这么多的事，你们有听见吗？”耶稣仍不回答，连一句话也不说，以致巡抚甚觉稀奇。巡抚有一个常例，每逢这节期，随众人所要的释放一个囚犯给他们。当时有一个出名的囚犯叫巴拉巴，众人聚集的时候，比拉多就对他们说：“你们要我释放哪一个给你们？是巴拉巴呢？是成为基督的耶稣呢？”巡抚原知道他们是因为嫉妒才把他解了来。正坐堂的时候，他的夫人打发人来说：“这一人的事你一点不可管，因为我今天在梦中为他受了许多的苦。”祭司长和长老挑唆众人求释放巴拉巴，除灭耶稣。巡抚对众人说：“这两个人你们要我释放哪一个给你们呢？”他们说：“巴拉巴。”比拉多说：“这样他成为基督的耶稣，我怎么办他呢？”他们都说：“把他钉十字架。”巡抚说：“为什么呢？他做了什么恶事呢？”他们便极力地喊着说：“把他钉十字架。”比拉多见所也无济于事，凡要生乱，就拿水在众人面前洗手说：“这流一人的血，罪不在我，你们承担吧。”众人都回答说：“他的血归在我们和我们子孙身上。”于是比拉多释放巴拉巴给他们，把耶稣鞭打了，交给人钉十字架。
God's words from Matthew 27, verse 11. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You have said so." But when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?" But he gave him no answer, not even a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release for the crowd any one prisoner whom they wanted. And they had then a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you? Barabbas or Jesus who is called Christ?" For he knew that it was out of envy that they had delivered him up. Besides, while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for I have suffered much because of him today in a dream." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with the Jesus who is called Christ?" They all said, "Let him be crucified." And he said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." And all the people answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified.
在这段经文中，我们特别正道的题目是把他钉十字架。
The sermon title that I have today is "Let Him Be Crucified."
这段经文其实让我们认真思考的时候感到非常的震惊。
As we ponder upon this passage, we may be greatly shocked.
按说最应当说话的是耶稣基督本身。
We all know that the one who deserved to speak most was Jesus.
因为耶稣所说的直接关乎到他的生死。
Because whether he speak or not is it depends on his own life.
而且耶稣是最最冤屈的。
And we know, although that Jesus was wrongly charged. So we would think that he would be shouting, he would be defending himself for his own innocence, his own life. But on the contrary, we know that in the passage only saw that Jesus spoke very few words. And most of the time, he was silent. And we see that there are many questions from Pontius Pilate. Are you the king of Jews? Didn't you hear their charges against you? And even including the Pilate's questions to the Jews. Which prisoner do you want me to release? Barabbas or this Jesus who is called Christ? And we saw that Pilate actually repeated his questions. Which one of the prisoners you want me to release for you? And when the priests and elders were insisting that they release Barabbas, and Pilate continued to ask his question, why? What evil has this man done? And we can see that in Jesus' silence. And we can see that Pilate went through a lot of struggle. Contrasting Pilate's struggle to release Jesus, and we can see there are many in the answers from the Jews, there are so many exclamation points. And we can see that there are many exclamation points from when they were shouting to release Barabbas. And what would they do with Jesus? And the sounds, the replies from the Jews were like the roaring of the sea to crucify him. And we can see the Bible recorded twice they shouted, "Let him be crucified." And when Pilate was washing his hands to show that he tried to keep his innocence out of the death of Jesus,
and we also
saw the exclamation point from the Jews' reply. His blood be on us and on our children. And they would rather took on the curse from the Jesus' death. To crucify Jesus on the cross. So we see in this Good Friday, we saw the passive and silent obedience from Jesus. And he came to save us, to fulfill God's law. And he manifested his active and positive obedience. And we saw that the Gospels recorded his preachings, healings of many of the people.
也通过他默默无声的被动的承受,
but also showed his obedience through this silent, this passive, took upon this death on the cross.
表明了耶稣基督的心愿,
all this to show that his desire that God's will be done.
所以在基督受难日,
so in this in this Good Friday as we commemorate Jesus' death, we need to meditate upon why Jesus was dying for us. But through this process of his death, and all the authors of all four Gospels described us in details all the status and conditions of the hearts of the people back then. And to especially highlight how the desire of the high priests, the elders, of the Jewish leaders back then, or how they were trying to put Jesus to death. And we also saw how the Gospels describe in details the struggles of Pilate's conscience. But to maintain his own political power, his own political position. His eventual choice was to betray his own conscience, betray his own wisdom. So in the Passion of Christ, so we saw the silent and passive obedience of Christ. But we also see that how back then how all have sinned.
其实当我们思考耶稣受难日的含义的时候,
as we meditate upon the meaning of the Good Friday,
也让我们更多的思考基督徒在教会中的侍奉,
and we also need to think to meditate upon our service in the church.
如果让我们做什么事,
if we are asked to serve,
甚至让我们奉献什么金钱,
and to even offer our own time and money. So all these services will have their challenges. But the most challenging service is that when we are wronged, Christ was, like Jesus was. And we have to be passive, be silent, like Jesus. Are we willing to bear our own cross? Or to rise up and fight? Or to fight of our own rights in the flesh. So this is a much harder lesson that we can learn from this Good Friday. So in this passage, we wanted to share with you three main points. And first is the charges of from the Jews and their hearts in jealousy.
和勇敢之心。
And secondly, the response from Jesus and his courage.
比拉多的回应和他的胆怯。
And thirdly, and the response from Pilate and his own cowardice.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这段经文中，首先讲到耶稣站在巡抚面前，巡抚问他说：“你是犹太人的王吗？”
So we can see that in passage, the governor asked him, "Are you the king of Jews?"
所以我们看到，这就是比拉多按照当时罗马帝国审判的程序。
So we can see that Pilate was following the procedures of trial in the Roman Empire.
有人提出控告。
And when someone brought a charge,
啊，然后审判官进行质询，
and the judge will be are examining the case.
被告者做出答复，
and the accused respond.
啊，也许中间还有一定的交叉质询，
and there may be cross questionings in the process.
啊，但是最终要做出判决。
But eventually, the judge will reach a verdict.
所以我们看到比拉多之所以如此询问、如此质问、如此拷问耶稣，
and we can see how Pilate was questioning Jesus this way.
是因为犹太人是这样控告耶稣。
And that was because Jesus was accused by the Jews.
但是中间也提到比拉多知道他们是因为嫉妒的缘故。
But through the process, we saw that Pilate.Knew that it was because of Jews' jealousy.
So we can see Jews' 当时的指控是什么呢？
So what was the charge from the Jews?
Jews' 当时的指控就是两面三刀的。
So we can see that the charges from the accusation from the Jews were not quite consistent.
So we can see that in Matthew 26:65-67的时候。大祭司就撕开衣服说：“他说了健忘的话，我们何必再用见证人呢？这健忘的话，现在你们都听见了，你们的意见如何？”他们回答说：“他是该死的。”
And we saw back in chapter 26 of Matthew, verses 65 and 66. Then the high priest tore his robes and said, "He had.Uttered blasphemy. What further witness do we need? You have now heard his blasphemy. What is your judgment? They answered, he deserves death.
So, in John 19:7, it says, "We have the law. According to the law, he is guilty. He is the son of God."
And we also saw from the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 7.The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and according to that law, he ought to die because he had made himself the Son of God." So we can saw that when the Jews were accusing Jesus, and we saw that on one hand, they said Jesus uttered a blasphemy.
也就是亵渎上帝的罪
which was blasphemy the name of God.
这个亵渎上帝的罪，就是因为耶稣基督承认自己是上帝的儿子，是基督。
Because Jesus admitted that he was a son of God, he was Christ.
所以耶稣基督确确是上帝的儿子。
We know that Jesus was indeed the Son of God.
确确是基督。
He was indeed the Christ.
但是犹太人却有词而定他的罪。
But we saw that the Jews was accusing him because of this.
但是当他们向比拉多控告的时候
，But when they were charging Jesus in front of Pilate，
他们的重点并不是说耶稣犯了亵渎上帝之罪。
They didn't say that. They didn't emphasize that Jesus was the crime was blasphemy.
因为他们知道比拉多不会担任他们宗教的审判官。
Because they knew that Pilate was not to be the judge according to their religious law.And Pilate would not put Jesus to death just because of their religious accusations. And then the Jews, the high priests and the elders of the Jews were clearly understood that. But their heart's desire was to put Jesus to death. So what was the accusation that the Jews brought to Pilate? It was not blasphemy. It was Jesus incendiarizing the a rebellion against the Romans. And in today's modern language, it was subverting the government. And we also saw that in Luke chapter 3, verse 1. We saw that the whole company of them arose and brought Jesus before Pilate, and they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man misleading our nation and forbidding us to give tribute to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ, a king." And we can see across the recordings, across the Gospels, we saw that Jesus never forbade people to give tribute to Caesar. And on the contrary, Jesus said, "Give Caesar what's Caesar's." And we know that throughout Jesus' ministry, he never accentuated himself to be a king. So we can see that the charge against Jesus from the Jews in front of Pilate, those were false witnesses. Those were false testimonies that are against the law, against their conscience. It was due to their own jealousy, just to put Jesus to death. The Jews actually said that Jesus committed crime of blasphemy. And then to Pilate, he said, he forbid people to give tax to Caesar, and he was a king. So we can see that how these hypocrite kind of charges that are inconsistent in front of different people, there was no bottom line. Then we see how Jesus responded. And we saw that when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he gave no answer. Then when Pilate continued to ask him, he didn't say a word. So we can see that Jesus remained silent and was facing his own death with courage. And we can see some of the literary devices in the Gospels descriptions. We can saw that in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus responded with one sentence. Are you the king of the Jews? Jesus said, "You have said so." So from the legal perspective, it should be more accurately translated as "that you have said so." That's what you said.
所以耶稣基督从来没有凸显高举他所谓的王的地位的。
So that we can see that even in his reply, Jesus didn't try to highlight that he is in the position of a king.
所以不光是在马太福音27章第11节就讲的你说的是
And also in not only Matthew 27, but also and in the John 18, verses 33 to 38.
我的国若属这世界，我的臣仆必要征战，使我不至于被交给犹太人。这是我的国不属这世界。比拉多就对他说：“这样你是王吗？”耶稣回答说：“你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世界，特为给真理做见证。凡属真理的人，就听我的话。”比拉多说：“真理是什么呢？”说了这话，又出来到犹太人那里对他们说：“我查不出他有什么罪。”
In that passage, Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jews, but my kingdom is not from the world. Then Pilate said to him, So you are a king? Jesus answered, You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice. Pilate said to him, What is truth? After he had said this, he went back outside to the Jews and told them, I find no guilt in him. So we can see that Jesus explained himself very clearly. My kingdom is not of this world. So Jesus was not fighting for his power. Jesus' servants or his followers did not follow, did not fight for the power in this world either. But when we say Jesus is king, what kind of king is he? It was not the king in the sense that that Pilate said. Neither is he in the sense of the king that Jesus accused him to be. By Jesus' own explanations, and which was also understood by Pilate, Jesus said, I was the king of the truth. So even Pilate admitted that he could find no guilt in Jesus. And brothers and sisters, we can see how Jesus' response was. But regardless of how Jesus replied, regardless whether Jesus was replying or he was remaining in silence, he faced the process with courage. He was facing the charges with a willing heart. Just like Jesus prayed, but let your will be done, not mine. And thirdly, we can see how Pilate responded in this coward way. So we can saw that Pilate first was greatly amazed by Jesus' response.
And Pilate
And as a Roman governor, Pilate knew perfectly that the Jews wanted to use him to put Jesus to death. So he tried his best to fight with the Jews.
啊，最后当犹太人要骚乱、发动叛乱的时候
，But when the Jews was threatening to riot，
那比拉多那时候才退步妥协了。
And then Pilate had conceded。
所以我们看到比拉多从一开始就知道，啊，耶稣是因为法利赛人、犹太人即使让他们嫉妒而被抓捕的。
So from the beginning, Pilate knew that Jesus was arrested because of the jealousy of the Jewish leaders.
So we see in verse 18, the soldiers knew that they were because of jealousy that they brought him to Pilate.
And we saw in verse 18 of Matthew 27 that for Pilate knew that it was out of envy that they had delivered him up.
所以我们看到在约翰福音十二章第十二节也明确的说，法利赛人彼此说：“看哪，你们是徒劳无益，世人都随从他去了。”
And we can also see from John chapter 12, verse 12, that when Jesus was hailed as the coming of the king, and And then they saw that the Jews said, "Look, all the people are following him." We saw that back in Jesus' days, there are many competing sects in Jews. There are the Pharisees, those who were pursued piousness.
也有撒都该派，也就是自由派。
There were the Sadducees who were the liberals.
也有希律党人是和政权脱协的。
There were the people who were in Herod's party who were compromised themselves with the Roman Empire.
圣经上没有记载，但历史上记载还有一个爱森尼派是逃到深山老林里去。
And it was not recorded in the Bible. There was another faction that actually fled into the mountains. But when Jesus came and he was preaching and was driving out the demons and was healing diseases, many started to follow him.
所以比拉多断定也深知犹太人是因为嫉妒的缘故而把耶稣逮捕杀害。
So Pilate knew perfectly well that it was because of envy that the Jews were delivering Jesus to them and trying to put him to death.
这地方还讲到比拉多的夫人打发人来说，这异人的事你一点都不要管，因为我今天在梦中为他受了许多的苦。
The gospel also recorded the words from Pilate's wife that to asking him not to have anything to do with this righteous man because she has suffered much because of him in a dream.
So
what is shocking here?
当时很多的祭司长、长老、犹太人，他们应当接受耶稣为基督，他们应当为耶稣做见证。
The priests and elders who should be accepting Jesus and who should be testifying for him. But quite the opposite. They were the people who tried to put Jesus to death. And what is shocking, it was Pilate's wife. And even Pilate himself.Who tried their best to release Jesus. So we should not count on our religious statuses, our pious opinion, appearances. But we also see that.Pilate had his own problems. So from the very beginning, he chose the approach of compromise. He was using Jesus as a prisoner to bargain with the Jews. And it was their custom that the governor can release a prisoner.
当时一个出名的囚犯叫巴拉巴。
And there was a notorious prisoner called Barabbas.
这个地方我们中文，如果你不仔细的话，可能会误解。
But in the Chinese translation, if not careful, you could misunderstand.
我们常常讲大道巴拉巴。
There was a robber, a bandit called Barabbas.
我们常常讲耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候，旁边有两个贼。
And we all know that there were two bandits that were put upon a cross along with Jesus.
但是按照当时罗马帝国的法律，大盗和小偷窃是不会被判处钉十字架的。
But back then, according to Roman law, the robbers and thieves could not be put to death.
那巴拉巴到底是什么样的人？
But what kind of prisoner was Barabbas? And who on earth were the two robbers that were put on the cross along with Jesus? And the Bible has also offered us some clues. In Gospel Mark, chapter 15, verse 7. And we saw, the Bible says, among the rebels in prison who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man called the Barabbas.
这儿讲的 rebel, 这儿讲的 murder.
And the Bible actually mentioned the words rebel and the word murder. So he was a rebel, he was a murderer. And he had killed people. So he was not a robber in the ordinary sense.
And he was a
revolutionary trying to overturn the government, and through he had also killed people through that process.
So in Luke 23:19,
and we can see that Luke 23 also said facts about Barabbas.
So we can see that Barabbas 作乱杀人.
So we can see that the rebel Barabbas, who was also a murderer,
耶稣没有作乱，也没有杀人.
Comparing with Jesus, Jesus didn't rebel against government. He didn't. Jesus didn't kill anyone.
其实在政治敏感的时期.
So in that time of political sensitivity. And the mob, the ordinary people, liked those revolutionaries. They were enamored by the rebels and murderers. And in fact, they were hoping that Jesus was also a revolutionary who can lead them to overturn the rule of Herod and also the Roman tyranny. But Jesus didn't meet their expectations. Jesus didn't start a revolution. But Jesus tried to preach God's words in people's hearts. And sent also the Holy Spirit to renew our minds.
小弟兄姊妹，我们暂时就知道受难日的时候，我们要思想巴拉巴是一个作乱的人，而且是一个杀人犯的。
So, brothers and sisters, it's time of Good Friday. We need to now compare Barabbas.
耶稣旁边被钉死的 两个盗贼也肯定不是一般的财产上的盗贼，而是和巴拉巴同样性质的。
Who was compare Barabbas, who was a murderer and a rebel, along also the two robbers who were nailed to the cross along with Jesus, that they how they differ from Jesus.
但我们看到二十节就特别强调说，祭司长和长老挑唆众人，岂有释放巴拉巴出灭耶稣。
And we can see in verse 20 of Matthew 27 that now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣所处的时代是一个大变局的时代。
So we, brothers and sisters, we know that the time when Jesus was living in this world was a time of turmoil, a time of great changes.
在大变局的时代，如果我们不能够保持头脑的清醒，我们就会受到别人的挑唆，然后成了别人的炮灰，成了别人利用使用的什么工具。
And in those kind of in those times of turmoil, if you it's very easy to fall into the persuasions and also the and become instruments for other people.
在挑唆别人去做炮灰。去做别人工具背后的就是那些善于搞隐目什么诡计的。
And there were the conspirators who tried to persuade and tempt people.
所以我们要知道社会的变局和人心的险恶。
So we see that in those times of change, times of turmoil, how much evil there was in people's hearts.
然后我们看到比拉多反复的奴隶。
And we can continue to see that how Pilate repeatedly attempted to negotiate.
到了二十四节说，比拉多见所有无济于事，反要生乱子了，反要发动骚乱子，然后他金盆洗手。
But till verse 24, when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, and that, but instead a riot was forming, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd. Which tried to show his innocence according to their, the customs of that day.
So, 非常令人震惊的是，耶稣基督为门徒洗脚，但是比拉多却洗自己的什么手。
So we found was what was shocking that Jesus tried to wash the disciples' feet while Pilate was washing his own hands. And Jesus actively served the disciples and tried to serve the people and to the point of giving his own life.But Pilate was trying to save himself.
所以当然我们在路加福音或者是约翰福音。
But we can see from the Gospels of Luke or John.
甚至包括在马太福音的第二十六节。
Even in the Matthew chapter 26.
比拉多虽然释放了巴拉巴，以他们把耶稣鞭打了。
And a pilot released Barabbas to the Jews and whipped Jesus and put a crown of thorns on Jesus' head and also give him the purple rags as the robes of a king.
其实毕达多想换乏犹太人的同情。
And so Pilate was trying to arouse some sympathy from the Jews.
所以你们不是控告他是王吗？
And saying, well, since you are accusing him to be a king,
他带着这荆棘的冠冕能是王吗？
How can he be a king with a crown of thorns?
他披着这破布看起来像王袍是王吗？
How can be a king when he was in the filthy rags like that?
他被人掌嘴，被人唾弃，哪有王的样子？
He was beaten. He was whipped. He wasn't in any form of a king.
所以比拉多就想打动犹太人的心，让他们放弃这个 bloody lust， 放弃要流耶稣基督那种血的那种欲求。
So Pilate was trying to resort to their sympathy and trying to so that they can give up their lust of blood.
所以在路加福音二十三章十四节到二十五节，大家回去查。
So Luke 23.
然后这地方就讲的说，我要责打他，然后把他释放了。
And in verse 22, Pilate said, I will therefore punish and release him.
然后我们看到比拉多对犹太人说，看哪，这是你们的王，难道你们的王就是这样子的吗？
So Pilate was trying to show that how can your king be like this?
但是我们看到在约翰福音十九章，他们喊着说，除掉他，除掉他，钉他在十字架上。
But we can see that in John 19, they said, crucify him, crucify him.
所以这些群众叫暴民。
So we call these people the mob.
他在别人的挑唆之下。
And when they were incendiarized.
完全丧失了理性。
And they totally lost any irrational power. And when Pilate was trying to move their heart,
给他们提些问题
and Pilate was trying to ask them questions.
但是暴民的声音是什么呢？
But what was the reply from the mob?
我们要巴拉巴巴拉巴巴拉巴。
We want Barabbas.
我们要钉死他，钉死他，钉死他。
Crucify Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要晓得，包括美国国家设立的时候，最担心的是什么？
So we also know that even when the government of the United States was formed, there was one big concern.
最担心的就是暴民的统治。
They were also worried about mob rule.
最担心的就是情绪，整个局势完全失控。
The founding fathers also were worried about the lose of control in this kind of a situation.
根本没有任何法律对话理性。
There was no dialogue. There was no law.
最后喊的都是口号，巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉，钉死他，钉死他，钉死他。
And people were resort to slogans and shouting.
所以我们看到当时的祭司长和长老这些人发动的就是一场群众运动。
So we can see that it was a populist movement that high priests and the elders were trying to form.
而且更令我们感到震惊的是什么？
And what was even more shocking?
礼拜一我们说是棕榈日。
And we saw that in the last Sunday, it was the Palm Sunday.
It
was only a few days before when Jesus was entering Jerusalem on a colt. The people took off their robes and put it on the road. And they were trying to line the road with their robes. And they were dancing and singing. Hosanna to the highest. But what were they shouting now? Let him be crucified. That is human nature.
这就是人性。
That is a human heart.
这就是社会。
That is the human society.
这就是群众。
And that is the crowd.
所以圣经说世人都犯了。
That's why the Bible says all have sinned.
亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
And fallen short of God's glory.
正是这些变幻无常的人。
It's us, the fickle people.
不光是一般的人。
Not just ordinary people.
也包括耶稣的使徒犹大出卖耶稣。
And even including Jesus' disciple Judah.
也包括彼得三次不认耶稣。
And was even including the apostle Peter, who disowned Jesus for three times.
也包括耶稣的其他门徒们，鸟本什么受伤，马可逃跑的时候，甚至把自己的衣服都丢了，光着身跑了。
And they were and then included all the other rest disciples of Jesus who fled, and some even fled naked.
所以在基督的默默的勇敢的受难面前。
So in front of in contrast to Jesus' passive and silent reaction here.
也包括在我们今天的受难日的崇拜中。
And in this Good Friday service.
我们求主真的是光照我们。
We ask that God touches our hearts.
使我们认识人心人性。
To know human nature.
使我们认识我们自身的软弱、挣扎、悖逆。
To realize our own weakness and our own rebellion.
所以弟兄姊妹，最起码在这段经文中，我们看到。
So in this passage that we see.
有那些祭司长和长老、法利赛人他们的记恨之苦。
And we can see that the pain of envy from the high priests and the elders of the Jews. And their hearts were consumed by jealousy. And they even resort to false testimonies to put Jesus to death. So we know that it is a great, our internal jealousy, our internal conflict is a great sin. And we can see also the pain of ignorance from the Jewish people. To the point of shouting that let this sin to be on us and on our children.
结果整个的党是犹太人犹太民族遭受了将近2000年的流离失所之苦。
And to the point of the Jewish people suffered in a lot of the, you know, to be away from their homes, to dispersed throughout in this world.
这我们提倡的不是反犹主义。
I know that we are not being anti-Semitic here.
因为耶稣本身，使徒们本身也是犹太人。
Because Jesus himself was a Jew, and Jesus' disciples were also Jews.
但是我不得不承认，在两千年的历史中，这个犹太民族是饱受什么患难、痛苦极大的。
We also need to admit that the Jewish people, Jewish nation, was a people of suffering.
然后我看到比拉多的痛苦和无奈。
And in this passage, we all saw the pain of Pilate's helplessness. And he was trying to scourge Jesus. He was trying to release him. He was trying to release him in place of the great the robber Barabbas.
但是最后，犹太群众的声音像大浪大河的声音，钉死他，钉死他！比拉多在这个暴乱迷乱的前兆之前，也无可什么奈何。
But when threatened with the riot from the Jewish people, he could do nothing.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们更要效法耶稣基督，实践耶稣基督的顺服之苦。
But most of all, we need to imitate the suffering of Christ's obedience.
这个顺服是有痛苦的。
Obedience sometimes is painful.
所以耶稣在克西马尼园中说，我心里忧伤至死。
And that's why in Gethsemane, Jesus was praying his heart was full of sorrow to the point of death.
但是耶稣又说，倘若可行，求你将这苦杯挪开。
And even to the point of asking that if it is possible to take this cup away from me. Jesus never denied that the cross is a painful process. And Jesus was never denying that he needs to go through the pain, the suffering.
但是哪怕在痛苦中,
but even in his suffering,
耶稣仍愿意顺服,
Jesus was obedient.
耶稣仍愿意甘心乐意的顺服,
He submitted to God's will willingly.
耶稣仍愿意默默无声的顺服,
He submitted to God's will in silence.
这就是圣经所强调的顺服至死。
This is why the Bible says he was obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. And in his pain and suffering, and he didn't even show a lot of his pain.
所以在约翰福音十七章第一节，耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说：“父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。”
And in John 17, verse 1, Jesus had spoken those words. He lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you.
所以弟兄姊妹，为要我们在受难节的时候思考耶稣基督被钉十字架。
So, brothers and sisters, in this time of Good Friday, let's meditate once again how Jesus willingly took upon the cross. How he saw his suffering as glory.
弟兄姊妹，如果是我们是为义的缘故受苦。
Brothers and sisters, if we suffer due to the cause of righteousness,
为爱的缘故受苦,
for the cause of love,
为真理的缘故受苦,
for the cause of truth,
这是上帝赐给我们的
That is the glory that God has given us that we don't deserve. So that when, as we meditate upon Jesus, how Jesus died on the cross, let us not focus only on Jesus' physical pain.
The glory of his suffering, 就是他受苦的那种荣耀。
We need to remember the glory of his suffering.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在自己的苦难中，
Brothers and sisters, in our own suffering,
尤其是当我们为义受苦的时候，
even as we suffer for righteousness' sake,
为要我们活出基督的那种顺服，
let us live out the obedience of Jesus,
基督的那种甘心乐意，
the willingness of Jesus,
基督的那种默默无声，
and Jesus' silence,
基督的那种高贵和荣耀。
And Jesus' honor and glory. Let us pray. Brothers and sisters, we have come before you, Heavenly Father, and we give you our thanks.
我们的生命中都有, 犹大卖主卖友的那种独角。
We in our hearts, we all have the tendency to rebel and to betray Christ. We all have the jealousy and internal conflict like the high priest and elders of the Jews. And we all have the tendencies to boast our own faithfulness just like Peter did. So in this time of Good Friday, Lord, help us to truly see our hearts. And we ask that your Holy Spirit to purify us, to enlighten us, to truly enter into Jesus' suffering, his courage, His glory, and His obedience, His willingness, and above all, glory. It is you who will be glorified in our suffering. Give us a watchful heart. Give us the willingness to give all the glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.